Hi. You guys all right? Why is he carrying a phone book? I'll get to it. Look, one time, a guy after a show, he liked my show and he said, "Hey man, hey, I think you're so funny, you could read the phone book and it would be funny." And I was like, yeah, I'm gonna do that. But first I had to find a phone book. Not as easy as it once was. Used to be you just look in a hedge. Oh, there it is. No, I had to look far and wide. And one night I was at this pizza place that I go to about like 5 times a week, right? It's a place where last year I ate a slice of pizza so fast that I bit my own hand. So, and he had at the back of his kitchen, an old stack of phone books. So real cool, like, I asked him, like, "Hey, man, what do you do with your old phone books?" And he was like, "I'll sell one to you." And I needed it. So I paid him $5 for a phone book. If ever there's a scene from my life where the ghost of Christmas Future can show a past version of me where shit goes really off the rails, that's the scene. "Look, you're buying garbage." "Please tell me I can change this future, spirit." But I did it. I got a 2011 Vancouver phone book. And in this corner that fell off, it used to tell you that it was fully recyclable, which we know, phone book. You're the fastest ownership to recycle ratio of any product on Earth. "Oh, my new phone book's here, Bluebin." And in this corner, there's an ad for the app that will replace the phone book. Which has got to be hard on morale down at Phonebook HQ, right? Every new copy that comes out, ah, come on, man. And then opening up the phone book, what would you hazard to guess is the first number in the phone book? 911, 911, you're a smart crowd, 911. I had, not like a week ago, I asked that same question, and a man very confidently yelled out, "One." And then it builds. But you're right, 911, first number in the phone book. Second number in the phone book, 811, which is non-emergency health information. So say you get your hair tangled in a rake, right? And you're like, "Ah, no! Ah, not again! I know this isn't a 911 call, but there should be a number I could call." 811, that's the number for you. But then the very next number is air or marine emergency, and that number is 1-800-567-5111. That should be 811, right? Like, "I just saw a plane crash into a boat. Call 811. No, that's for rashes or something. Then a lot of people don't know, at the front of the phone book, there's all sorts of pages about how to live more environmentally friendly, right? Then there's this section here called Hometown Heroes, right? Which are about, like, people who led good efforts in their community. And that's a nice honor to receive, but very difficult to brag about, right? When you tell your friends, like, "Hey, guess what? I'm in the phone book." Then a lot of people don't know there's all these beautiful pages of maps in the phone book, right? Just gorgeous pages and pages of maps. You know, in case you're ever locked out of your house, right? and you get lost, right? But you have your phone book with you. You'd be like, don't worry, guys, I got it. What quadrant are we in? Then we get to the alphabetical index. It's very important when using the old phone book, because you have to know the word that the person who wrote the phone book used for the thing you want to find. So say you wanted to hire somebody to install a security system in your house. What would you look under? Alarm, security. You guys should write your own phone book. Because according to this phone book, you would look under B for burglar. That's what I'm trying to avoid, man. Or say you wanted to hire like a junk removal company to come remove some garbage from your property. What would you look under? Junk, garbage, waste, trash, all great answers. All wrong. Because according to this phone book, you'd look under R for rubbish. Because this was written by a bunch of turn-of-the-century Cockney chimney sweeps. And then you get into the actual listings themselves. And my friend told me, you know, AAA, if you're in the States, your car breaks down, you call AAA. My friend said, they call it AAA because that puts them at the front of the phone book. And I was like, that's smart. That is smart. But then I was like, that's not how people use the phone book. Their car doesn't break down. They're like, let's see, chapter one. The first listing in here is ATM, which is a weird listing to have because if you know what an ATM is, you know not to try and phone it, right? There's no little guy in there. There's also a listing for internet, which if you're looking for the internet in the phone book, what would you do if you called the internet and somebody picked up, where'd you get this number? And every great phone book on the back has a law firm on the back of the phone book, right? And I feel like if you're using the law firm that's on the back of the phone book, you did it, right? You know, you're gonna flip through the L section, you're just like, nah, these guys seem good. You see these guys on the back, Thomas and Mason, right? They've been using that same picture since forever, Thomas and Mason. And after a show one night, a woman came up to me and was like, hey, I wanna talk to you. I was like, oh, right. She said, hey, I work at the phone book. And I was like, that's a weird sentence. And she's like, you know those guys, Thomas and Mason? I was like, yeah. And she was like, one of them is dead. I was like, what? Which one? She's like, I said too much. You guys were a lot of fun. Thanks a lot for letting me do that. Have a good night.